The Rocket City Brief, Huntsville business and real estate before your commute ends. Here's the tell most operators missed this summer. A New York developer just picked Huntsville for the very first hotel it has ever built. Not Manhattan, not some Sunbelt boomtown. Everybody's already chasing. Huntsville, because its federal, defense, and aerospace employment base, creates a demand profile the developer says is distinct from most Sunbelt growth markets. That reason should change how you read the whole Cummings Research Park corridor. So here's the usable read up front. When an out-of-state institutional firm underwrites business travel lodging here and stakes its first hotel ever on it, that is outside capital pricing Huntsville's federal and defense demand as deep and durable, not just fast. If you broker, build, lend, or run rooms anywhere near the research park, that's a validation signal you can carry into your next deal conversation. The corridor isn't only attracting local bets anymore. Here's the deal itself. The developer is Spandrel Development Partners, based in New York. This is the firm's first hotel ever, the launch of a whole Southeast hospitality platform, with a second hotel already in the works in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they chose to start in Huntsville. The plan is an AC hotel by Marriott with 154 rooms built inside Bridge Street Town Center right at Cummings Research Park, with direct access to the center's shops and restaurants, about 4,000 square feet of meeting space, a restaurant, and a bar aimed squarely at business travelers. But the room count isn't the tell. The tell is what sits next door. Spandrel owns about 4.5 acres at the site, and they plan a build-to-suit office building right beside the hotel. So this isn't just lodging. It's an outside firm pairing business travel rooms with speculative office space, betting there's demand for both in the same spot. That's the thesis the firm's co-founder spelled out by name. They're not calling Huntsville a generic growth story. They're saying the government and contractor travel base here is a different, sturdier kind of demand, the kind that fills hotel rooms in a downturn, not only in a boom. And the anchors back it up. Cummings Research Park is the second largest research park in the country, more than 300 companies and about 26,000 employees. Next door, Redstone Arsenal runs about 45,000 military, civilian, and contractor personnel. The announcement also pointed to the FBI's expansion at Redstone, U.S. Space Command relocating its headquarters here, and Eli Lilly's $6 billion campus, all of it feeding steady business travel. The money lines up too. Peachtree Group funded the construction loan, Commercial Observer put it at about $32 million, while a separate firm, Institutional Property Advisors, advised Spandrel on the deal itself. That's a lender and an advisory both pricing the same bet. But here's where the actual work starts for you. If you're a commercial broker or a hotelier, treat this as a comp. Outside Institutional Capital just validated the Research Park submarket for business lodging, and that reprices what land and rooms in that corridor are worth arguing for. If you're a developer, watch that build-to-suit office pad next door. An empty office parcel that a hotel developer is willing to build on speculatively is a read on office demand you don't get from a press release. And for everyone, this opens in 2028 with construction expected to start soon, so the near-term story is the dirt work and the vendor list, not the ribbon cutting. Here's the Rocket City read. When a first-time hotel developer flies past the obvious markets and lands here, the interesting part isn't the hotel, it's what outside money now believes about your city. For the full source notes, the deal breakdown, and a hotel submarket comp worksheet you can drop straight into your next corridor conversation, head to rocketcitybrief.com and find this episode's companion page. Follow the Rocket City Brief so the next read is already in your queue. Coming up, another Huntsville deal where the financing behind it tells you more than the announcement ever did. That's the Rocket City Brief, Huntsville business and real estate condensed to fit your commute.